A few years ago, when she was still in high school, Linda Tran heard about a group called the Vietnamese American Young Leaders Association, or VELA, which operates a youth center in her neighborhood in New Orleans East. She stopped by for homework help at first. Now, she's 20, she's enrolled in college, and she works with VELA on education reform issues. The jump from homework help to education equity work was a quick one, and it started with her speaking her mind at that VELA Youth Center.
One day I just came in and was like, oh my God, I hate school. I don't learn anything. It's so easy. Like, I want to learn something. I want to be educated.
As it turned out, a youth organizer at the center had been hearing the same complaint a lot.
And he's like, I heard from every student when they come in, they complain about school right off the bat. So why not come together, talk about problems in schools, and try to fix that?
It led to the Raise Your Hand campaign, an education reform program that gets students involved in the future of their schools. It's now a central part of VELA's efforts and also an illustration of how this nonprofit works.
For VELA, like, our mission is to empower young people in the New Orleans area through organizing, through cultural awareness, for positive social change.
That's Ming Nguyen, executive director of VELA. This nonprofit was formed in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina by young people who felt that City Hall and developers had bypassed the democratic process with a plan to build a new landfill in their neighborhood. They stopped the plan cold.
Right after we shut down the landfill, the young people and the members that we had like about 200 members at that time. And we were like, what's next? And obviously, the biggest thing that was next was the fact that our young people didn't have schools to go to. And we obviously didn't want the school to just reopen and be the same way how it used to be. We want it to be something better.
From education, VELA's advocacy work has branched into many other areas, with programs from college prep courses to counseling to music and sports to leadership training. Its membership has diversified too. Vietnamese American is right there in VELA's name, but today the group also represents all of its neighbors.
Again, like, we're all kind of facing the same problem. Living in this community, the lack of investment in New Orleans East, till today we still don't have a hospital. That's been a big issue, and majority of the schools in New Orleans East are still in trailers.
While VELA works to bring attention to these ongoing issues, it's also amplifying the voices of those who will speak for the community in the future, like the one that belongs to Linda Tran.
I've learned how to successfully communicate with others throughout VELA. Just because I started off with VELA being such a quiet girl, all to herself and don't want to talk to anyone, to a girl who's talkative now and just love being social. That is, I guess, a chance for my voice to be heard, because nobody back then wanted to listen to me.
Learn more about VELA at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.